Hier das Transgender-Radio bei Alex Radio und im Internet unter alex-berlin.de. Unsere letzte Sendung war eine Sondersendung zu den Refugee-Protesten in Berlin-Kreuzberg. Insbesondere ging es um die Situation in und um die von Refugees besetzte Gerd-Hauptmann-Schule. Heute haben wir noch einen Beitrag zu diesem Thema. Leider passt es zeitlich nicht mehr in die letzte Sendung. Wir finden es aber wichtig, das heute hier nachzuholen. Der nun folgende Beitrag kommt von Radio Dreieckland. Radio Dreieckland ist ein freies und nicht kommerzielles Radio im Südwesten mit Adresse in Freiburg. Auf der No Border Last Forever-Konferenz sprach Radio Dreieckland mit den Frauenaktivistinnen des Women's Space der besetzten Schule in Kreuzberg. Sie sprachen über ihre wichtige Arbeit im Women's Space, einem Raum, der geflüchteten Frauen Schutz und Beratung bietet.
Ja, ich sitze jetzt hier im Bus der Frauenaktivistin von dem Frauenraum in der besetzten Schule in Kreuzberg. Warum habt ihr dort einen Frauenraum gemacht?
Es gab die Notwendigkeit in dieser Bewegung eigentlich, die Frauen zusammen zu schließen, weil die eigentlich betroffen sind von anderen Problemen als die ganzen Männer, sage ich mal. Weil die Frauen eigentlich sind immer die Unterdrückenbewegung eigentlich in dieser Gruppe noch Unterdrücker sind. Ne? Und die haben ihre eigene problematisches Revier und deshalb ist diese Space entstanden eigentlich.
Lots of people know that our group started inside the Oranienplatz group in Berlin, which is a result of a march, which is a result of a long process that started 15 years ago, so everything is connected. And we think we have raised a few important issues. And one of them is we cannot politicize our group if some basic needs are still needed for the women that are in this asylum process. So we try to share these experiences we have in everyday life in this space that's not only for political work, but it's also a space for living. And these two going together makes our work very intense, but at the same time also makes it possible that we learn exactly what we are fighting against and what are the issues we should stress more and when.
Wie sieht denn eure tägliche Arbeit aus? Ihr habt ja auch Öffnungszeiten.
Ja, wir haben jetzt so regelmäßige Öffnungszeiten. Das sind Montag, Mittwoch und Freitag. Ne? Und wir haben auch eine Rechtsanwaltberatung für die Frauen. Wir versuchen auch die Gesundheitswesen hier so für die Frauen auch so irgendwie zu leisten, ne? Für sie, ne? Weil viele Leute sind krank auch. Wir haben auch Assemblea, oder wir treffen uns so als Gruppe immer Samstag und wir da besprechen unsere nächsten Schritte, was wir tun müssen, ne? Und besprechen wir wie wir unsere Probleme die Probleme, die die Frauen da haben, so lösen können eigentlich, ne? Unser großes Problem ist, dass wir diese ganze Struktur von Rassismus, eigentlich Klassismus und Geschlecht nochmals in die Tiefe gehen müssen, ne? In alle Bewegungen eigentlich, weil wir haben eine sehr große Probleme eigentlich mit dem mit Patriarchat und auch innerhalb der Bewegung, ne, ist sehr männlich dominiert und die Frauen gehen runter, ne, wie bei der Gesellschaft, ne, weil diese Strukturen sind eigentlich im Kopf, ne, und sind nicht nur in einer weißen Gesellschaft, sondern das ist überall eigentlich, ne. Die Sache ist jetzt, wie können wir in dieser Bewegung eigentlich, dass die Frauen nochmal sichtbar werden eigentlich, ne, weil die gehen immer so irgendwie invisible.
Also ihr habt ja auch gesagt, in eurer Arbeit lässt sich das Soziale nicht von dem Politischen trennen. Was habt ihr damit gemeint?
Yeah, what we mean with that is that, for example, we are not social workers, we are not formed, how can I say, this is not what we are. I am a journalist, for example, and suddenly I am in a group that I cannot only do what I think I'm better prepared to do. I have to learn also how to work in a sort of a social support that we have to give. Like an example is like how to get schools for the children, for the kids of the Romanian community. We work as well because there are many women there. So this is one example of a work that I think a social worker would do better than I do. But if there is no social worker around and I am involved, this is a work I am absolutely open to learn and to do. Same thing is with hospitals. We have all the time, because women are in such a condition physically and mentally that we have to accompany them to hospitals. So this is another work that maybe a social worker would do better. But we have to take it as well, because we have to take it everything. We cannot just go on Saturdays and make our plenums and discuss politics mm-hmm. in a theoretical level and forgetting that maybe we don't have many women there because two or three are not mentally or physically healthy enough. So this is the everyday thing. Another thing that I would put on the social level of working is, like, every Friday in the school, in this occupied school, we have a meeting with the Bezirk, the local district, and we have to attend there, because also there is where we discuss why we don't have showers here. We need showers. We know it's a temporary space, but for a temporary space, we have been there for 1 year, and 1 year without showers, you cannot, no one can ask us to be an example of self-organized group if we have a basic problem like a shower. So what comes first? To self-organize and then as a present we get showers, or we get showers and then we have a basic condition to be able to think about politics of the space. So this is also something we've been doing for the last 5 months. Every Friday we meet with the local district to discuss the infrastructure of this building, of the future of this building, how we can stay there with better conditions. Their understanding of the building is that it must be at least mixed, that the half of the building or more than that should be for projects, for vereins, for associations, and not as a living space, because it's a school building. And of course, there is the infrastructure is not for 200 people to live. At the same time, the people are there. It is an occupation. And then how do we do? Not even projects that are interested in taking a room there want to get a space there if that implies that people should be evicted.
I can only say that the work we are doing there is so important for the refugees, for the war against discrimination and racism in German, for the neglected people that have come all from all over the world, not necessarily refugees, but we also have the women. Women are really forgotten. We also have cases of even women from Germany who have other problems, who come to us, like psychological problems, or even some undergoing things like rape, and we advise them in whatever manner we can do it. And so I believe our organization is moving forward, and we would really like people to be aware that the refugees and the people that they think are not human beings, are lesser human beings, are not actually lesser human beings. They are people who need to live like anybody else. They live. They have needs like anybody else, and that they have to be considered and remembered. And for those people, some people have stayed here in Germany for many years, 10 years. They still don't have a stay, and that is not good. I just wonder how long does Deutschland really want people to stay before they recognize that these are part of us, and then they give them stay. People who have stayed in Deutschland for 4 years should be able to get citizenship or a stay without necessarily undergoing all these hurdles of you must have a baby or that you must marry somebody. So this is a problem that refugees are having. It's so difficult, it's traumatizing, and many people have lost their heads. They came here when they didn't have any psychological problem, now they have. Some came here without being sick, now they're really sick. They have ulcers and other kinds of sicknesses because of the torment they have to undergo in this country, and a discrimination against their color. So would really like to know whether you are black, red, or something. Actually, the real person, that is just like a dress that somebody wears. But the real person is inside, and inside we are all the same. The soul is the same. The blood is the same. We have minds the same. and we have to be recognized that way. We wish people to know that even when we come near them and probably we are not as white, we still are human beings and we want to be accepted like one of everybody else, and that our needs, our problems should be taken care of by the government, by Germany and the whole of Europe. We really look forward to see a change in the approach, the way people approach us, the way people think about us, the way people deal with us. We'd like to be allowed to work freely and to walk freely in the whole of Deutschland, wherever we go. We don't like, you cannot walk to this place or to that place without permission. I mean, that is very inhuman. And we would really wish that we be allowed to move freely like anybody else, to get jobs like anyone else. When we have our professions, we have skills. It's very discriminative that, oh, they must look for a Dutcher who can do the job first. If they don't find, that's the time you get the job. And they will never find, and they don't want to give us job. Most of the dirty jobs, actually, it's the foreigners who do them. I think you have to recognize that the foreigners are really contributing a lot to the economy and development of this country just as well. They're contributing a lot. I think the refugees and every other person who is necessarily not a Dutcher should be allowed to work, to walk, to eat, to sleep freely like any other daughter. We are all human beings, and I think it is the work of Deutschland also to fight against inhuman discrimination against human beings, wherever they may be. They are doing this for Africa and for other places. I think they have to start here in Deutschland first before they go out. Yeah.